Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The seas were peaceful when the gas-powered Osprey schooner left Gold Beach, Oregon on October 31, 1912, under Captain Gus Johnson of Wedderburn. The 45-ton schooner was built in Coquille, only 4 years earlier for R.D. Hume of Gold Beach. A heavy swell pushed the Osprey onto the north jetty and rolled it over as Captain Johnson attempted to cross the bar into Coos Bay the next morning. The tug Roscoe went to the rescue, threw a line to Captain Johnson, and urged him to jump into the sea so they could pull him aboard. The captain chose to go down with the ship, and the tug returned without saving anyone. Lost were Captain Johnson, engineer Chester Johnson, crewman Joe Peitsch, and two passengers, Captain Jacobson, former master of the wrecked Berwick, and Ned Harvey, along with a load of salmon and 5 tons of gold-bearing black sand. Silas Christofferson flew his airship across the bar twice, looking for survivors, and other lifesavers went out, but saw no sign of the Osprey wreckage or its crew and passengers. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about this series, visit asitwas.org.